Welcome to the 716 Rocks podcast. My name is Nick Trone. With me, I got my main man,
Rizzo. What up?
And as always, we got our producer, Redbeard, behind the glass.
What's up, y'all? All
right, guys, it's a really special interview. We have with us Mr. Del Reed from the Bills Mafia social media movement. What's up, Del?
Hey, how are you, man? Thanks for having me on.
All right, awesome, dude. Great having you. Really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule. So Del, just a quick plug for people listening, is one of the founding members of the Bills Mafia movement. You guys can get at him on Twitter. He has an awesome presence on social media. His handle is at Mr. Deadlier. So make sure you check him out and give him a shout out. So Del, what do you say we just jump into this, man?
Yeah, let's do it.
Cool. I was checking out the website, BillsMafia.com, reading up a little bit. It's really cool, man. I just want to start off with a quote that I saw on the website. And what it was talking about with Bills Mafia said, it's more than a hashtag, it's more than any one person, it's a mindset, a way of life. So, Del, I'm going to throw this back at you, man. How would you describe the Bills Mafia movement today? What's it all about?
Yeah, it's funny, that quote, I came up with that when I was putting the website together. It's a little bit of hyperbole, but it really is, you know, it really is, like, if you're a Bills fan, it is pretty consuming. So, Maybe it's not as, you know, maybe it's not as much hyperbole as I think it is, but we've just been having a lot of fun for the past 3 years, and it has just, what started off as an inside joke between four or five of us has just blown up to become what it is now on Twitter and Facebook and all those other, you know, social networks that are out there.
Right.
And it's been a trip, man.
Awesome. Yeah, dude, I was listening to the Jim Rome show today. I know he knows all about Bill's Mafia.
Yeah, Jim Rome, he'll give us shout-outs now and then. Yeah, it's kind of surreal.
That's really cool, dude. I loved hearing that. So you talked about it was an inside joke, you know, 3 years ago with a couple of friends. What was that inside joke? How did it get a start?
Yeah, so 2010, Stevie Johnson dropped that famous touchdown catch. Or at least it would have been a touchdown catch had he held on to it versus Pittsburgh in overtime.
Oh, killer.
Yeah, to this day when I watch that catch or that, you know, that drop, it's still every single time I've seen it. And I've probably seen it a million times at this point.
Sure.
It's always like, I feel it. I feel that drop even now, like 4 years later.
Makes me vomit a little bit.
Yeah, and it was so he would that night he tweeted that famous tweet or infamous tweet, maybe is a better way to put it. The God tweet, and the way I always illustrate it was that he was mentioned on The View the next day. So for a Bills wide receiver drafted in the seventh round to be mentioned on The View with like Barbara Walters and Whoopi Goldberg and all them, it was kind of crazy. So that gives you an idea of how far reaching that was.
Right.
So at like the next day, like that same day now with The View and everything, so 4:30 or so, Adam Schefter retweeted the tweet, which, as you know, in Twitter time is like a month later.
Totally.
And yeah, and especially back then too, because, you know, Twitter, I mean, it was still big, but it wasn't as big and prolific as it is even now.
Yeah.
You know, 4 years ago, I could probably, if I tried hard enough, could probably name every single Bills fan who was regularly active on Twitter. You know what I mean? Like, maybe that's a little bit of an exaggeration, but I mean, like, you'd follow the Bills hashtag or whatever, and you'd see the same people over and over again.
Right.
And so it was, so for that, to put out a retweet like that, just like everybody saw it, right? So,
awesome.
And you know how Adam Schefter is. I mean, he's Adam Schefter. So.
Yeah, totally. The dude's huge, man. He's huge in the football world.
Yeah, so we started, you know, taking some, you know, jokes, and Breon, who's also one of the co-founders of all this, Bre_88, started a hashtag. If you're not following him, you should. He's hilarious.
Yeah.
He started a hashtag called Schefter Breaking News. And so we started dropping news headlines, you know, that were way old, and hashtagging Schefter Breaking News and mentioning him in tweets and stuff. And So, like, the one that's I was awesome. Most proud of was, like, famous actor gets, shoots president, you know, or something like that, and dies on, or falls on stage and breaks a leg, or something like that. You know what I mean? John Wilkes Booth reference. And,
nice. Bust out those history books.
Yeah, right. So, you, cool. And you know how it is with those hashtags. You're always trying to outdo each other.
Right, totally.
Eventually, eventually somebody got to, like, man discovers fire, and then it was all over with. So, the next day, I realized that, like, Adam Schefter had blocked me, and I had never been blocked by somebody on Twitter before. And very few people, I think, have blocked me since.
That's kind of a big deal, man, to get blocked by Adam Schefter. Like, that's a big deal. Good job.
Yeah,
kudos
dude,
to
like,
you, man.
He's like the news purveyor on Twitter. So, you know, whatever. I felt kind of weird because we weren't really, like, making fun of it. At least I wasn't, like, being a jerk, like, you suck. I wasn't being like that. It was more like just poking fun than anything else, you know?
Right, totally.
So, you know, fast forward now, okay, it's the NFL lockout. It's probably, like, March, April, May, somewhere around there. I forget exactly. I did a Follow Friday tweet, which is, you know, popular on Twitter. It was more popular back then. It's still around now. But, like, where you recommend people that you follow to other people, you know, to people that follow you.
Yeah.
And I put out a tweet that, you know, hashtag FF. The Bills Mafia, and I named four or five of us. You know, we were laughing about it. So, nice. And it would come up now and then, oh, we're the Bills Mafia. Because in the eyes of Adam Schefter, we were bad guys. And it was really like a tongue-in-cheek kind of thing. You know what I mean? It wasn't like anything like, yeah, we're bad, we're tough. This is like a joke. And now fast forward a few more months, and now the lockout's over. Players are reporting to camp. And Nick Barnett, actually it was his alter ego, who wasn't even Nick, but was a fellow fan from Green Bay that Nick would play along with and stuff like that, you know.
Right.
Saw the hashtag Bills Mafia and said he liked it, and at that point it just blew up. Suddenly, then Nick Barnett, you know, embraced it, and then from there, it just got crazy. Stevie Johnson, who actually, believe it or not, that Twitter account we have, at the Bills Mafia.
Right.
We actually created that because Stevie Johnson said, you guys should create a Twitter account. Because I was just thinking, like, you know, there's, like, you know, there's Dell, and there's Breon, and there's, you know, Leslie, and a few others.
Right.
And we're the people that did this. But he said, you should create a Twitter account. I'm like, okay. So we did it. And then, he, like, one Sunday morning, he shouted us out, if you call yourself a Bills fan, you better be following at the Bills Mafia.
That's awesome.
And then all of a sudden, like, my phone's battery started to die because it was, like, perpetually lit.
Dude, that is so cool. That's so cool that Stevie J got behind that. How did he do that? Was that on Twitter? He just, like, sent that out to all his followers or what?
Yeah, just on Twitter. He just put out a tweet and said, you know, once we said, hey, we created an account, you know, he said, all right. And then he said, don't call yourself, what did he say exactly? Don't call yourself Bills Mafia, Bills Nation, whatever, if you're not following at the Bills Mafia real fans or true fans or something like that. And like I said, it just blew up. And now, fast forward 4 years, and, you know, through, you know, frankly, through some careful, you know, curating and tweeting and all the other stuff that we've done, like, we've grown it now to, like, 38,000 followers, so it's pretty big,
that's
not a bragging point, but it's kind of fun. It's something that, like, unifies a lot of Bills fans.
Yeah, seriously, man, that is legit, man. So, how do people become part of the Bills Mafia? What does that mean? I mean, Is it every Bills fan's part of the Bills Mafia? I mean, we know about the hashtag Bills Mafia.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to be a made man or anything like that. You know, there's no admission. Like, there's some fan groups out there which, you know, charge an annual membership, which is fine, you know, if they want to do that. Not necessarily with the Bills, but, like, in general, like, if you follow, like, sports teams and stuff like that.
Right.
We don't do anything like that. And there's, you know, what I tell people is, hey, if you live, breathe, you know, Buffalo Bills football, then you're already in Bills Mafia. You just haven't, you don't realize it. So
that's awesome.
That's all it is. It's just diehard fans who just want to, like, you know, celebrate the team and hopefully not be jerks to one another or
right.
jerks to the players. But outside of that, that's all it is. There's no admission fee or anything like that.
Yeah, dude, that's so cool, man. So you guys got 38,500 followers on Twitter. That is seriously legit. And it's been exciting just hearing the story, seeing, like, Stevie J get behind it. Dude, like I said, you're mentioned on Jim Rome, Bill's Mafia. Like, Bill's Mafia movement is known nationwide. I think that is so cool. It's so Buffalo, you know what I mean? It's totally powerful. So
yeah, it's surreal sometimes. Like I said, it was an inside joke that, like, took off, and we really didn't know what to do, you know, when it started.
Right.
Breon sent me a DM, like, that first week when everybody started using it. He's like, what should we do? And I was like, I don't know, I guess we could sell some t-shirts or something like that, and, you know, we'll see where that goes. And we started selling a lot of t-shirts.
Right.
And so then people started saying, like, well, is this just all that it's about? It's just like a t-shirt gimmick? Uh-huh. And we were having too much fun. And dude, I grew up a Bills fan. I wasn't going to sell out. Like, no, we'll give the money to charity. And,
that's so cool.
You know, that's where that whole thing began.
Yeah, so you got the Twitter handle. Obviously, hashtag Bills Mafia for people that are, you know, just diehard Bills fans. You guys have BillsMafia.com. So what do you have to offer at the Bills website? I know you have some articles. I think there's some merch out there. What do you guys have going on there?
Yeah, the website, actually, I'm very proud of it. Rob Quinn, our Quinn619 on Twitter,
okay,
is the editor of the website. He's recently taken over from Ryan Talbot, who was running it for almost a year. They run it. I let them do everything. I let Rob run the whole thing front to back. We have an amazing staff that we've been able to put together over the past several years. All kinds of unique insight. And this sounds like an advertisement, but, you know, kinds of unique insight. We have bloggers who are from all different walks of life, ages, perspectives. It really is a cross-section of fans that we've been able to put together at the website. And so they do a great job, and there's like 1, 2, sometimes 3 articles a day that we're putting out there. And it's not just a typical, you know, 3 paragraphs in a slideshow. It's like some really in-depth writing going on there. So I'm proud of, you know, what they've been able to put together there.
Yeah, that's really cool. So what about merch? What can people buy on the website?
Yeah, we've got Bills Mafia t-shirts. We have, the logo with the Buffalo Bills Mafia. That's something I created. So we have shirts with that you can get. We have wristbands, which everybody loves, and eye black, and stickers and magnets for your car, and, you know.
Nice.
I'm forgetting stuff. Patches for your jersey, all kinds of stuff.
Damn.
And all the profits that we make from everything that's Bills Mafia, I don't make a penny off of any of this. It all goes to, you know, Roswell Park Cancer Institute for Carly's Club for all the kids fighting cancer, and there's a couple other charities we support as well, like Hunter's Hope and stuff like that.
Dude, that is so cool. I love it. So,
thank you.
It's awesome, man. So let's talk about the Bills for a minute. You know, the season is trending positive. Past 14 seasons have been miserable, obviously. So, you know, I think about the Bills. They're having a good season, but then I think of how Bills Mafia fits in with this. It just seems like Bills Mafia has made it more fun, you know, for the Bills fans to endure a little bit over the past couple years. So, do you guys have any future plans for Bills Mafia? I mean, any stuff out there, any hopes and dreams about where you're taking this movement? Any other ideas out there?
You know, it's funny you should say that, because I'll let you in on a little secret. Like,
yeah, leak
it. It all comes off, or at least like I think, it all comes off. Like, everything that we do is carefully thought out and planned, and, you know, like, there's a whole strategy going on. And, dude, that couldn't be farther from the truth. I mean, certain things there are, you know what I mean? Events that we plan, stuff we do. But so much of it is just flying by the seat of our pants. And that's what makes it fun and interesting for me, is because we're autonomous. We don't report to anybody. Like, if we have an idea, we'll just do it, you know?
Oh, that's
cool. If it fails, it fails. And if it takes off, it takes off. So, but what are the plans long term? I don't know. We'll have to see. I mean, the Bills have new ownership. There's all kinds of things that could happen in the future, both on the field and off the field, for that, you know, has to do with the Bills and the fans and all that stuff. But we just want to continue to be a positive, you know, voice in the online community, and a strong voice. Like you said, it's a well-known nationwide, which, like I said before, is surreal. But
right.
I don't know. It's one of those things that sounds like a cliche, but I'm really just, and I think I speak for, you know, Bree and Leslie and the other, you know, founders. I think we're just really enjoying the ride.
Yeah, man.
And whatever it ends up.
That's cool. Hey, hopefully we get a playoff soon, Super Bowl soon.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
That'll make the ride even more enjoyable, dude.
Hey, you know, like, don't get me wrong. If you're listening to this, like, don't think that Bell's calling for a Super Bowl appearance for the Bills. But, you know, like, a team just has to get hot in December. Right. And then that's gonna be tough for the Bills to do this year with the December schedule. But You never know, man. Something can happen. There could be an injury. There could be all kinds of things that make things a little bit easier. And obviously, I'm not wishing injury on Aaron Rodgers or Peyton Manning or anybody that they're matching up with in December. But you never know. And if it's not this year, I mean, the roster that they have at this point is so awesome, and it's so much depth. And yeah, they got some guys they got to sign, but man, you got to think that hopefully there's a future here.
Hey, the Giants did it in 2008 as a wild card team. They had a nasty defensive line. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to get too optimistic here, but man, it feels good to be a Bills fan right now.
Yeah, it's just like I said a moment ago. I think fans just need to enjoy the ride. Like, the game yesterday was kind of stressful. It was probably, you know, for some fans, you'd think that they lost by 20 instead of won by 20. But
it's crazy.
Just enjoy it, man. Enjoy the record. Enjoy the games. Enjoy the wins. Just enjoy it.
So do you think this is going to be the year to at least break the playoff drought?
Man, I hope so. I mean, they've got it set up right now where they could, you know, they could absolutely win 5 of the next 8 games. When you look at the teams that they're playing, and the matchups they have, I mean, the Raiders haven't even won a game yet. We just saw what they did with the Jets. And you've got, you know, the toughest game may be, I mean, out of the group that I think is winnable, may be the Kansas City game. Because the Dolphins game, I'm not going to count them out. That's going to be a tricky matchup because, like or not, it is Thursday Night Football and you're playing at home. And the majority of the games so far this year on Thursday Night Football, the home team has won handily.
Right.
So that's not something to ignore.
Sure. That's going to be a tough game, dude. So what's your prediction on the year, Dell? What do you think? Where do you think the Bills end up? So regardless of the playoffs, what do you think their record is going to be?
I think they have a very, very, very good shot at 9-7, and I think they've got a good shot at 10-6. So I don't know if that's like, if you wanted a specific record, I don't have one. Too many variables, but
no,
I think
good.
That 10-6 is within reach.
I can get behind that, buddy. I can get behind that. So let's kind of change gears for the last couple of minutes here. I want to ask you about 26 Shirts. You know, you have the website 26shirts.com. That looks like a really awesome project. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about it? What is 26shirts.com all about? What's your mission?
Right. Okay. So 26shirts.com. The reason it's 26 is because we sell a different T-shirt every 2 weeks. And since there's 52 weeks in a year, and you divide that by 2, you come up with 26. So that's where 26 Shirts come from.
Ah, very clever. I like it.
Thanks. So I had somebody reach out to me almost exactly a year ago now, and with the request from, you know, from Bills Mafia to promote a jersey raffle that he was doing, and it was a signed Mario Williams jersey that he won from Summer Sanders. I don't know if you know who Summer Sanders is. She's a former Olympian who's a Bills fan.
Awesome.
She's big on Twitter as well, too. So chances are you probably heard of her, or you know, whatever.
Yeah, part of Bill's Mafia.
Yeah, she's done interviews with us and everything. She's awesome.
Oh, cool. All right.
But so he won the signed jersey from her, and I was like, okay, dude, you gotta let me hit on something here, because I gotta know why you want to get rid of this jersey that's signed by Mario Williams that you won from a freaking Olympian. Like, you gotta explain that. So then he goes on to tell me that his daughter had this thing called retinoblastoma. His 2-year-old daughter had basically cancer in the eyes.
Oh, wow.
So I'm reading this dude's email, and I'm sitting here, and I'm like tearing up. I'm about to go into work. I'm like, oh, jeez.
Right.
But so in terms of the timeline, I don't know if you're familiar with the Legend of Kiko Alonso hashtag.
Oh, yeah, like, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm the one who started that. So
no way.
I promise.
That's cool, dude. That's awesome.
Yeah. So we had just finished selling 2 different Kiko Alonso shirts, and I was having a lot of fun, like, checking the progress on the shirts every day. Like, how many do we sell? How many do we sell? And I didn't even care that we weren't keeping the money that, you know, they were giving to charity. I was just enjoying to see how it was performing.
Oh, yeah, it's exciting.
So when I told Scott, who is the guy that reached out to me with the jersey, I said, you know what, not only will I promote your jersey, but I'll, you know, next time we do a special shirt, I'll give you the profits. I don't care, you know. And so that following Monday night, I was at a basically a Bible study that I go to with a couple buddies of mine.
Cool.
And we were talking, and I said, you know what? I think I'm going to sell a different shirt every week. You know, like 50, I'll go through 52 shirts in a year. And, you know, the money I make, I'll just give to, like, you know, families that have, like, problems with medical costs and stuff right. like that. My buddy Jake says, dude, you can't do that. Like, that's insane. You'll go crazy trying to sell a different, you know, it's too much to coordinate. All right. Well, I said, well, maybe, like, every other week, but that's it. And he says, dude, that's still, he's like, that's like 26 shirts. I'm like, yeah, I know. I think I could pull it off, though. I think I could do it. You know, if I get the buy-in from artists and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So next morning I woke up and, like, that 26 shirts phrase that, you know, that Jake had said stuck in my mind.
Right.
And so I registered a domain and I registered a Twitter handle, and it was going to be something that came strictly, you know, out of the charity, which Bill's Mafia had become, the 501c3 charity, Buffalo Fan Base Incorporated.
Yeah.
It was going to be just a project of that. But then my lawyer slapped me on the wrist when I was telling her about it. She's like, you can't just give money to people. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, we're a charity. She's like, no.
Yeah, why not?
You got to give it. Yeah, you got to give it to other 501c3s, unless you have, like, a bigger infrastructure to handle all the paperwork with actually helping real people. I was like, it's kind of messed up. But I'm learning as I go here. So luckily, a local shirt company had reached out to me and said, hey, can we do the shirts for you? And I was like, yeah. So it worked out. So You and Who, Dan Giganti from You and Who, they handle all the shirt production, the donation, all of that stuff. And I get to just have the fun part. You know, I get to help design the t-shirts or pick the design, you know, the artists and pick the beneficiaries. And so it's just taking off. We're finishing up our first year. We're on shirt 26 right now.
Dude, so how much, can I ask, how much money have you guys raised and donated to families?
Oh, you are absolutely more welcome to ask. You are absolutely. Today, we passed $50,000.
No
raised.
Way.
Promise, $50,000. We'll probably be, if by this time tomorrow, we'll probably be at $51,000 if everything trends.
That's awesome, man. That is great. So cool.
Yeah, thank you. It's insane. And that's not like shirt sales. That's like the money that we've given to families. So it's pretty awesome to have all these artists who have helped out and have, you know, the people who have contributed concepts who maybe don't have the artistic talent, but they have an idea for a shirt.
Yeah.
And just, you know, everybody involved at every level of the process. You know, WGRZ, Channel 2 in Buffalo has been great. There's been local radio stations that have helped out. And the customers, the people who have bought it. So, like, it's just, like I said, it's been surreal. And we actually, at the point now, we're actually working with the players themselves on these shirts.
Yeah.
So that's pretty insane.
That's awesome, man. That's really inspiring, Dal. So cool to see you have a vision and have passion about it and just really have the heart to help some people, you know? So, dude, I applaud you. I think that's really, really cool. And I checked out some of the shirt designs.
I appreciate it.
Those shirt designs are legit, man. Those are great.
Yeah, I didn't, you know what, and the shirts themselves, not to, you know, whatever, brag or whatever, but they're really high quality shirts. Like, they're not, like, it's not like some crappy fundraiser tee that you got, you know. It's, like, these are shirts that I always tell people you'd want to sleep in. They're very, they're very soft. I was like, if you know what, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it right. I'm not going to do crappy tees, I'm not going to do crappy designs. And, you know, we've had, like I said, we've had a lot of, you know, in some cases, professional artists. One guy who's done three shirts for us. Actually does work for Under Armour and Nike and stuff like that. So we've actually been in contact with, like, some really, like, some legit artists.
Right.
Or, you know, even if they're not paid, people with talent who can do this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And so they look good, they feel good, and you do good. I should probably coin that somewhere.
look good, feel good, do good. I like it, man. Bam.
Yeah, So that's the whole point of it. So it's not like you're just, like, giving money away. You're getting something great in return.
So cool. So where can people buy the shirts? Do they just go to the website, 26shirts.com, or?
That's it, 26shirts.com. And we're on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and, you know, all that stuff. But, yeah, 26shirts.com. We just launched, like I said, today, our 26th shirt and our first volume. And then beginning in 2 weeks, we're actually branching out into not just Buffalo Bills-centered designs, but we're actually going to be doing Sabres designs as well. So we're actually working not only with Bills players, but now we're going to be working with Sabres players as well.
Okay, that is awesome. The other professional sports team in Buffalo. Very cool, very cool. Well, Dal, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it. It has really been awesome to hear about Bills Mafia, hearing about the story, in definitely 26 shirts. So guys, if you're listening, make sure you check out BillsMafia.com. Check out 26shirts.com. Make sure you guys buy the merch, too. I'm going to make sure I grab a couple things. And Dal, so cool that you're donating the money to some awesome causes. So really cool. And you can get a Dal Reed at Mr. Deadlier. So make sure you give him a shout on Twitter. Dal, thanks again so much for your time. Really appreciate you coming on to the podcast.
Thanks a lot,
Dal. Thank you.
Great having you on, man. Have a great night.
Oh, yeah, you too. I got to ask you guys, though, what do you think? The Bills going to make the playoffs this year or what?
Ooh, it's a tough one. It's a tough one. Like you said earlier, there's a lot of variables going on.
You're not allowed to ask us, Dal. No,
it's not fair.
I know. We put you on the spot. No, I would like to, yes. I don't know, man. It's a really tough call. I think they've got a good shot. I think if Orton stays healthy, man, I'll tell you what, a whole nother conversation, but I'm like seriously man crushing on Orton. I think he's done a great job. If he stays healthy, if we stay healthy and a couple balls fall our way, you know what? I think we got a good shot at making a wild card. I think this could definitely be the year that we break the drought. So, yes. If I was a betting man, I would say, yes, the Bills are going to make the playoffs this year. Bam.
I like it. They converted a 4th and 20. There has to be some meaning behind that.
The Bills aren't supposed to do that. The Patriots do that, not the Bills. Exactly.
Yeah. That can't go to waste. We can't let that 4th and 20 go to waste.
Exactly. All right, man. Thanks a lot, Dal. I appreciate it, dude. We'll talk soon, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you so much for having me on. I enjoyed it.
All right. Thanks a lot. All right, guys. Thanks a lot for listening to the 716 Rocks podcast. Really appreciate Dal Reed coming on here. Guys, make sure you check out 716rocks.com for our other podcasts and our weekly Bills wrap-up and some other fun goodies for your ears.